With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. A federal report from early September says severe negligence at a Whitefish long-term care facility directly contributed to a COVID-19 outbreak. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports at the time of the findings, 4 residents had died from the virus.
The report from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says Whitefish Care and Rehabilitation's, quote, noncompliance has placed the health and safety of recipients in its care at risk for serious injury, serious harm, serious impairment, or death, end quote. The report found that staff incorrectly wore personal protective equipment and failed to socially distance residents. As of August 31st, federal officials say 43 of the 52 residents at the care center were confirmed or presumed to be infected with COVID-19. Reed Crickmore, the administrator at Whitefish Care and Rehabilitation, says a total of 13 people have now died at the facility from the virus. He says the facility was following federal coronavirus guidelines, but accepts the findings of the report, including a failure to isolate residents presumed positive for COVID-19.
We had an isolated COVID wing, and we didn't want to put someone in there if they hadn't tested positive for COVID. They didn't like that we were doing that, and so, you know, fair enough. We took that criticism and we fixed that process.
Crickmore says the facility has been COVID-free for 3 weeks and says a follow-up infection control survey found the facility is now in full compliance. That report has not yet been made public.
We take full responsibility for things that have happened, and we don't shy away from that, but we also want to know that we're not going to let that happen again.
According to state healthcare data, nearly 90 long-term care and assisted living facilities across Montana have reported cases of COVID-19. State health officials say residents at those centers are at high risk for infection, serious illness, and death from the virus. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.